Marcus, how do you sum up last night's effort the next day?
Yeah, just a bit of empty feeling coming into the end of that game. We did well, we fought hard, got close, but yeah, obviously not the result we wanted.
How about taking the game deep? That's been spoken about a lot. And what was it like for you out there, you know, taking the game right to that final over and even seeing off Shammy and Bumrah? I mean, a lot of people in the stands were going, why aren't you going after that those guys? But I guess that was the plan to get it deep and take on Shankar at the end.
Yeah, the plan was changing as we lost a few wickets and as they brought different bowlers back that I didn't expect them to bring back as early. I thought probably if we didn't lose two wickets in Bumrah's second last over, then he would have been safe for the end. But then he came back again. I thought, well, then if we lose another wicket here, then that's the end of the game. So I thought it's better to take it deep and see what happens at the end rather than lose it with three overs left.
After a game like that, what's JL's message?
We haven't had a debrief yet. We're going to do that, I think, when we get to our get off the plane. But all the players, we're just having to think about where we think we can improve and things we can do better from there, and then we'll chat about that this afternoon.
Okay. What about you, like personally? Like, when you came back in the rooms, did JL have any sort of chat or?
No, not yet.
Can you be left alone? Or?
Yeah. I think when emotions are going, it's probably best to let that settle and then have a more relaxed conversation the next day.
Yeah, and like waking up, do you sort of, I suppose, reflect more on the innings? Like at the time, it's obviously devastation that you lost, but now do you sort of, you know, thinking back, think, you know, it's quite a good innings?
Yeah, you almost just probably pick apart a few things and think of things you could have done better in different situations. So, yeah, hindsight's a beautiful thing, so you just got to try and make it up as you go along and learn and add it to the experience. And then you've got guys like MS Dhoni who've played, I think, 300 games. So they've got a wealth of knowledge there.
Are there any sort of big what-ifs or any kind of regrets in the innings, that things you wish you did differently that come to mind? Or?
Most of it's hindsight stuff. Most of it's stuff that you think, well, if the partnership goes longer or if you take a risk earlier and all that sort of stuff, it's yeah. And then you don't know what's going to happen anyway.
Mm. Now, you mentioned MS. I suppose like a lot of the Indian guys, just how much are you guys learning, sort of just seeing these guys up close and obviously played a little bit against them in the past couple of months?
Yeah, we've played against them a lot and seeing two of their best players or two of the best players in the world, and they play very different roles but they make sure they get the job done for the team with Virat and MS. So yeah, there's things to learn from them and probably fortunate we're playing them so frequently leading into a World Cup.
And how does that sort of process practically work? Like, is it just you personally now sort of think back and geez, Virat did this well or that well, or does Justin actually get up and say, well, this is Virat's innings and these are the sort of things I want you to do? Or?
No, I think JL might have a few things himself, but at the end of the day, where I'm 29 years old, I'm playing for Australia, I've been playing for a long time, the boys got Gary Lyon in there, who's Australia's best ever off spinner, we got Zampsy, Maxi, we got a good team. So yeah, it's up to us to make sure we learn. We don't need to rely on someone to run us through that sort of stuff. Get Virat early, get Dhoni early, and then one of the other guys might step up, so get them early, and then get Shikhar early, and then get Rohit early, I reckon, and then we should be right.